So happy you're here with us today. And we were able to find somebody special. Good morning, Gina. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's fun when the trolley comes.
I love that. That was a fun surprise.
Gina is with the education department at WQED Multimedia. She's wearing a vintage WQED shirt today, which I
like. Love that.
It's great. Which says established 1954.
Mm-hmm.
Putting WQED in its 64th year this year. In its 50th year, right on the nose, is the anniversary of national distribution of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Pittsburgh's treasure started to be shared with the world 50 years ago today. And a lot of activities have been underway to celebrate that milestone. And one thing that's happening, I think happens every year, but it's especially nice this year, it's called Be My Neighbor Day.
Yeah, so you're correct. This is Be My Neighbor Day's fifth year. And so we've been partnering with the Fred Rogers Company for the last 5 years to bring Be My Neighbor Day to Pittsburgh and to the families and children that are in our area. This year, Be My Neighbor Day has taken on a little bit of a different spin, specifically because we really wanted to honor Fred and really kind of hype up Daniel and all of the good things and all of the good messages that he brings to kids and parents, all the great strategies that he has, and people really enjoy him and love him. So this year, we've decided that Be My Neighbor Day should really be about a caring neighbor and getting out into your community and doing some really fun things that you can do as a family to just kind of make the world a better place. I feel like this is the time that we all need a little bit of kindness.
So what are people doing?
So we have partnered with over 30 organizations all over the city in our viewing footprint, talking to them about what could families that have young children come into their space to do. So right here in the Children's Museum, people are going to come here and clean some brushes in your art area and kind of clean up some things for you guys, do a little bit of a cleanup. I think they're supposed to make some special things for some of our other neighbors that can't get out so often. So
Be My Neighbor Day, it's officially April 24th. First,
yes.
Right?
So Saturday. Saturday will be the volunteer day.
Can you still sign up or register an activity that you've planned on your own?
So registering an activity is probably not going to be able to happen now. So if people want to register, they can still register. You can actually register until the day of the event. You can go to bemyneighborday.org. From there, you will be able to click on a site that will take you to Pittsburgh Cares, and they were kind enough to partner with us to set up the space where you can go and pick out whichever place you want to volunteer for. So you could go to the Children's Museum. You can go on Washington Boulevard to wash a fire truck. You could go to Achieva Early Intervention and make bookmarks and build book packages for kids, for hospitals. So.
How cool. And if you are not able to sign up, or maybe you're in one of, in an area where there are not any activities nearby, you could just designate April 21st as Be My Neighbor Day in your own family and go next door and weed somebody's garden,
right,
or just sort of secretly help somebody, and it'll be a great day, and I think the kind of day that Fred Rogers would be really proud of having the inspiration.
I think so, too. We really, since this is the first year we've done something like this, we're really hoping that next year we have even more partners and more opportunities for families close by where they live. But there are local school districts and libraries in Beaver County and Butler County, Westmoreland, Fayette, Green, so we've Washington County, so we've kind of tried to give somebody at least something in each one of those counties, although we are heavy in Allegheny County.
You know, I've never asked you if you had a chance to meet Mr. Rogers.
So, funny story. Not while I was an employee of WQED, but I actually loved Mr. Rogers when I was growing up. One of my very favorite things to watch. I would actually act out some of his songs. Like, I can remember the songs where you sit under a table and hide under a chair, and those, and actually going under a coffee table in my living room and doing that. So my parents brought me to the station when I was really young. It was You I Like was what they called it. And it was a call where they would bring the public for a day in to meet Mr. Rogers. And he would do almost like a little concert. And then you could go and do a little tour of the neighborhood of make-believe and see the trolley. And so that's one of my favorite memories. And I have a It's You I Like. My album is signed by Mr. Rogers. And so,
wow.
Yeah, my mom, I didn't even know that I still had that. And when I started working at the station, when I got the position, my mom gave me the album. And she was like, I feel like your life has come full circle.
So. He's touched so many lives and wrote so many notes to people. Have you been to the archives at St. Vincent?
Oh, yeah. I love the archives at St. Vincent.
Yeah, you can go there and you would need to make an appointment, but there are scholars looking through all of his materials. And I went out to see Gene Lee not too long ago, and he gave me some gloves, and I looked through some of these materials. And it was amazing. They were, you know, speeches that he wrote in longhand and had typed and edited. And it was wonderful to see his edits because it helped show his thought process, why he decided to eliminate certain words and add other words. And then, I think I have the year right. It was in the 70s. I want to say it was 1973. 1973. A parent had written to him concerned about computer games and electronic games.
Wow.
And how they were going to impact children. And he wrote back a very prescient letter, more or less saying, I don't think we should exclude this form of technology. Like any thing new, there will be good things as well as things that might not be so good. But I'm paraphrasing greatly. We should give it a chance. And it was really neat to see that letter.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's in one of the showcases out there.
Yeah, he really did. He was way ahead of his time, especially in his use of media and how to educate children, really on the forefront of what that looks like. And we're really lucky that the Fred Rogers Company continues that legacy of, you know, media that's important and educational and at the forefront for kids to really help them understand social and emotional wellness, to help educate early literacy and early math skills. You know, Daniel Tiger, that program is fantastic. And it really embodies all of what Fred would want it to, with musical strategies and the love of music. And I think he would be so proud of what Paul Siefkin and that team has done over there.
Let me get Ricky's attention. If you have a memory or something you'd like to share about Fred Rogers, we have a moment. You can call us now at 412-200-5975. I just didn't want Ricky to suddenly wonder, why is everybody calling about Mr. Rogers? But you can call either and talk about the original program or maybe Daniel Tiger's neighborhood. We'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you have met Fred Rogers and would like to share a memory of that. 412-200-5975. Let me say hello to Linda, by the way. Linda, we did get you having the correct answer to Guess Who, and I thought I mentioned it. If I didn't, I'm mentioning it now. Well done, coming up with John Grisham. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, to me, just floated down from the sky kind of as the solution or the answer, because here, you know, Mr. Rogers, after he passed away, personally, I know some of these folks, so I feel a little awkward saying it, but, you know, what are we going to do? What's next? How are we going to continue this legacy? And a number of off-air programs were in place, and a lot of things embodying his principles, but what about television and other forms of media? And with a lot of hard work, a few stumbles along the way, eventually Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, where the very, archetypes or analogs of the characters he created, yet in a new and original way, embodying the principles that he stressed, have come to life in a way that's very faithful to him, but also very contemporary. It was really remarkable, and it took a little time to figure that out. Of course it did.
Right. Well, I think it takes time to figure out a genius and how to reproduce that when he's not around anymore. The nice thing is that, you know, the company has a lot of people around them, as does QED, that were part of, you know, the original productions of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So I know that they leaned a lot on them and on his notes and, you know, just on all of that, on the legacy that he left to really mold Daniel and shape Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. The Good Neighbor episode of Daniel Tiger, you know, when Daniel goes out, he and his friends, and they want to do things to be neighborly and help out in their neighborhood, was kind of the inspiration for Neighbor Day.
I think we have a lot of clips of Mr. Rogers, including some that go way, 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 way back. Let me see if I can sneak a little bit of this one. This one you may not have even heard.
Gee, I wouldn't want to eat flowers all the time. But then, I'm just tame about hamburgers. Medium grind. I make hamburger pizza Waldorf salads and hamburger upside down cakes and just plain hamburgers with mustard, relish, ketchup, pickle, lily, chili sauce, pumpernickel, onion, and honey.
Doesn't all that hurt your stomach?
Well, sometimes I leave off the mustard, but that's only when X comes for dinner.
Who's X?
Haven't you seen X yet?
No, you're the first person I've met here. As a matter of fact, I don't even know how I got here.
Well, it's very simple. You had to think 17 and a half nice thoughts in a row, because that's the only way you could have come.
17 and a half thoughts?
You must have been somewhere nice, just thinking about it. Just thinking nice things.
Well, yes, I was on my neighbor's swing, and you mean I couldn't have walked here?
Oh, you could have walked, but not without thinking. Give X a hoot for me when you see him, will you?
Who is X?
Oh, he's my neighbor. He lives in the Great Oak. He used to live with me in the clock, but that was while the Great Oak was growing. We grew it from a little acorn. Anyway, you see these trolley tracks right in front of my clock?
Yes.
Well, you just walk along them until you come to the Great Oak. You'll know which tree it is. It has a knothole that says X on it.
But who is X?
Oh, you'll like him. He's an owl.
That was great. I've not ever heard that one.
That's Josie Carey along with Mr. Fred Rogers from the Children's Corner, which was a predecessor program of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and he almost sounds like he's just ad-libbing when he talks about those things. We'll play another clip or two. So Be My Neighbor Day is 1 week from today, April 21st. If you go to bemyneighborday.org, you'll hear the sound of the trolley, I think, and you can sign up for an event through Pittsburgh Cares where you can do some volunteer work. Short commitment just for the day, and then there's a celebration thereafter, right?
There is. So because we're so happy that families and children are pitching in to be terrific neighbors and help out and be caring, we thought we should do a thank you, because that was always important to really thank people and make sure that, you know, you're really being grateful for what people do for you. And we're really grateful to families in Pittsburgh that we have so many kind people. So We are. We're going to invite everybody that goes and participates at these events. You'll receive a thank you ticket when you get to your event, and it will invite you. It will allow you and your family to get into Highmark Stadium to meet Daniel.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and Katarina.
And you get to say Ugga Mugga.
You do. You'll get to say Ugga Mugga to Daniel. You'll get to hang out with Katarina. We'll be there reading stories. So our in-house storyteller, Liz, she's going to be reading a big story up on the Jumbotron at Highmark Stadium, a Daniel story.
That's exciting.
And then Chris Fenimore has been gracious enough to join us also. So he'll be there to read a second story. The Riverhounds are going to be there doing drills and fun activities with the kids. Katarina will be there for dance parties with the kids, and it will just be an overall celebration. What's really nice about this event is all of the partners from all of the organizations are invited to come as well and have a table. And then people can learn about the other organizations where they didn't do any volunteering.
What a concept. It's a neighborhood where everybody comes together. So you can get more information at bemyneighborday.org. I think Daniel is one of my favorite characters. I like them all, but, oh, and Henrietta.
I love her, too.
Henrietta, I still every now and then say, meow, 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 dinner, meow, meow, meow.
I do that when I talk to my cats.
And yesterday was King Friday the 13th's birthday. What's one of my favorite Mr. Rogers neighborhood stories is I happen to be visiting the offices of Family Communications, the company that preceded Mr. Or the Fred Rogers Company. And I was there on a Friday. I think I was there several days after a Friday the 13th. There was a cake left over with balloons from Mr. From King Friday the 13th's birthday, his celebration.
It's still a celebration at the station when it's Friday the 13th. Yeah, some of us went out yesterday after work to celebrate King Friday's birthday. So we try to hold those traditions there.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention about Be My Neighbor Day?
I feel like I just want to mention a couple more of the partners. So we're partnering also with Animal Lifeline. So if you love pets and you love rescuing, you can go to Animal Lifeline's Be My Neighbor Day volunteer site and do really nice things. I think they're creating blankets. They just opened a thrift store that will help to support their rescue mission. And so you can go there and do some really great things that will help to support animals. You could go to the Heinz History Center, and they are doing creating sweater snack bags that will be distributed to South Hills Interfaith Movement and to those kids that might need some help.
Great but project
really,
ideas.
I know, there's really some great ones. They've, you know, Uniontown Fire Hall to go and watch fire trucks if you live out in Uniontown. Lots of really cool things. Greensburg-Salem School District in Westmoreland County, you can go to one of their schools and do a cleanup.
Washing a fire truck is a great activity to take your kids to, and the photo ops there would be nice. Shoot, it's a great activity to be an adult. You could probably climb up there a little bit.
Yeah, too. They're making bookmarks at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh at the Oakland main branch. So you could go there and do something fun, make a bookmark and hang out, see the library. So lots of really cool things going on.
Well, Gina Masciola, we love working with you. Meow, 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 working with you, Ugga Mugga.
Meow, meow, and, meow, Larry. Meow, meow.
And we're going to let Mr. Rogers have the last word for today. It's bemyneighborday.org for more information. Now, he was a genius, Fred Rogers. He probably would not like to hear that said of him, but he was an absolute genius. And one thing he could do also was captivate adults and children at the same time. And here's an example of him doing just that. Gina, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Uncle Friday? Couldn't you even say hello, Uncle Friday?
Oh, well, Niece Evelyn, yes. How do you do?
You looked lonely, Uncle Friday.
Oh, did I? Well, I guess I was thinking about important things.
Things like what?
Oh, I guess things like propelling your craft. Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion.